This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. State lawmakers are gathering for the first time after the election under a new national political landscape. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
There will be a lot of familiar faces and also first-time lawmakers grappling with the state's thorniest challenges. It's under the backdrop of a new national political landscape. Democratic House Assistant Majority Leader Jennifer Bacon of Denver says she hopes a second Trump administration will unify her party.
I am part of the crew that's just kind of like, okay, if, you know, the EPA ceases to exist, what are we going to do?
Democrats have a wide majority. Meanwhile, Republicans caution against trying to predict what the next few months and years under a Trump term could mean. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A decade after Colorado started to see cases of a neurologic condition causing muscle weakness and paralysis in children, patients and doctors are still learning from it. Lydia Pilarowski is a patient who caught what seemed like a head cold, but it was acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. She suffered some paralysis and lost function in her left arm. Now 16, she volunteers to help others.
I really feel like, you know, as someone who also has this disease, being able to volunteer for an organization that helps me, it's so meaningful.
Colorado was a hotspot for AFM. Since the pandemic hit, circulation of the virus has changed, with doctors seeing fewer cases. You are listening to CPR News. In 5 minutes on All Things Considered, more on President Biden's visit to New Orleans today.